Hello, everybody. This is What's His Face, and welcome to Suggestions with Otter 2. Today's episode is on Java versus Bedrock, which obviously I mean different versions of Minecraft. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the main two versions of Minecraft Java Edition, which is only for computers or laptops, and Minecraft Bedrock Edition or Pocket Edition, which is basically available for all devices. But it's mainly played, probably on, like, phones and tablets. You can play it on a computer, an Xbox, probably a PS4. Whereas Java, you can only play on a computer or a laptop. Like, I have it on my laptop, but I don't play it much. I have both versions on my laptop, but I only play Bedrock that much. Because, obviously, now I'm going to go into the... This was suggested... this was a tie in a poll... And the other tie was, I think, homework. I'm going to be doing less polls because, obviously, this podcast is mainly based on suggestions. The poll was just a thing so that we'd have more episodes going out. But, again, I would like to see more suggestions. So I'm going to be doing... Like, before, I was doing, like, a poll every week. And I guess people didn't really feel the need to suggest anything. They could just vote in the poll. But I am not going to do a poll this week. Because I'd like to get more suggestions. I can't always come up with like 4 or 5 topics. Because there'll probably be topics that I'm interested in and I want to do a show on. Whereas you can think of your own things and then you'll be able to hear about what you like. So let's get into segment 1. Is it worth your time and or money? Obviously both of these games are paid for games. They're not free games. Well, I guess sometimes you buy an Xbox and you'll get Minecraft free. But generally they're not a free game. Where, so if you play it on like a phone or an iPad or a tablet, it's, I don't know, like £6 or £7. It's not that expensive. Obviously, I'm talking about Bedrock right now. If you buy Bedrock on a computer or a laptop, it's probably like £20, £25. And then if you buy it on an Xbox, it's probably the same, like £25. Java, I think, is £25. So Bedrock is cheaper if you play it on a smaller device. If you play it on a larger device, like a computer or an Xbox, it's still going to be a bit cheaper than Java. Java's the most expensive. And is it worth your time? Well, Bedrock, I think it's definitely worth your time because you can play with anyone. Because, obviously, here's the main difference between Java and Bedrock. In Bedrock, you can play single player. You can play Java single player as well. But in Java, you can play LAN games. But in Bedrock, if you friend someone on Xbox using like Xbox Gold and Xbox or Xbox Live, I don't really remember what it's called. But basically, you can friend people on Xbox. And then when you play on another device, obviously, because Bedrock is an Xbox game, you can get it on Xbox. And obviously, like any other Xbox game, well, most any other multiplayer Xbox game, you can like invite your friends to play with you or chat with them on it. Obviously, you can't really chat with people on Minecraft itself, but you can chat with people on Xbox. Like, you can get the Xbox app if you're on like a, if you're playing on like an iPad, and you can obviously go to the Xbox website. And obviously, if you're on an Xbox, then you can just use the built-in chat system. Whereas Java doesn't have anything like that. You can play LAN, which basically means two devices are on the same Wi-Fi, and one of the player's worlds shows up. But again, that involves two people buying computer and buying Java. Whereas on Bedrock, you could have someone on a phone playing with someone on, like, the newest Xbox. Like, or, I don't know if it's on PS5, but probably will be on PS5. So you could have someone playing with a phone playing in the same world on Bedrock as someone playing on a PS5. So that's the main difference with Java. Obviously, Java, you can get servers. And you can play with each other on the same server, so that's not really a problem. But if you just want to play privately with your friends, it is not that big of a problem to get your own server for Java. I recommend Minehut. Obviously, it's, you can't get mods or anything on it, but if you want to know how to get mods, you can see one of my other episodes. But servers generally, free servers are generally not modded, and I've tested some modded free servers, and they're complete rubbish and don't work at all. I'm not going to name any names or shame anyone, but I recommend Minehut. It's very easy to use. It's free. You don't have to pay or anything. There isn't ads on the website. But again, this is for Java. For Bedrock, I don't really think there are free servers, but that's not really a problem. If you do want to play with multiple people, obviously, I think you can have up to 8 people on a single-player world joining you via Xbox or LAN. Oh, one note. Mixing LAN players who don't have an Xbox account joining you. Like, some of my friends have, like, an iPad, but they don't have a Xbox account or a Microsoft account attached to it. They just have the game. And then they connect to me through LAN, and then some of my friends do have an Xbox account, and they join through me through the Xbox system. And that does not mix especially well. Some bugs I've encountered, obviously it may have been fixed, I was playing on a fairly older version. Some bugs I've encountered is basically the LAN person, their name tag does not show up at all. It's like if they're crouching, but at all, you can see the player, they can interact and stuff, you just can't see the name tag. And you can't, the player won't, show up, like you can't, like, slash give them stuff or stuff like that, or teleport to them. But I digress, that's not really to the point. Is it worth your time? Java, probably. I mean, Bedrock has a lot of bugs, especially with the Xbox system. Like, a lot of my friends, they'll not be able to join me. Note that this is mostly if you're using add-ons on the Bedrock world, but still, that shouldn't happen. Bedrock, I mean, Bedrock is incredibly buggy. Java is not so buggy, but Bedrock's more accessible. And Bedrock's more buggy if you're using, like, a device which has some kind of malware, but, like, minor malware on it. Like, one of my friends, he might have had a virus or something on his Xbox when he tried to join me, because it didn't work. But that just might be my experience. But typically, Bedrock is more buggy, but there aren't, like, loads of bugs. It's still quite a good game. And another thing, Bedrock, you have to pay to join other people. Whereas, like, if you're on an Xbox and you want to play a multiplayer game with your friends, then you have to buy Xbox Gold, I think it's called. It's not especially expensive, I don't know the price, but it's not, like, really, really expensive. It just basically enables you to play online with other players. Like, in Minecraft, you can't join servers if you don't have gold. People can't join you, you can't join them if you don't have gold. Whereas in Java, there isn't anything like that. But Java is more complex to actually sign up and get the game. But it's not that much harder. Bedrock's obviously a lot easier. But I'm not actually sure if you need an Xbox to get the Xbox account to play the game. But I don't think you do. Because it just uses your Microsoft account. But I think you probably have to have an Xbox account. But I don't think you necessarily need an Xbox console to do that. Again, this is just my opinion. I do have an Xbox, so I wouldn't know. And most of my friends who do this do have an Xbox, so I wouldn't know if that is the case. Now, number two, what I like, dislike, or statistics, and statistics. Well, what I like about Bedrock is that it's really accessible, it's cheaper than Java, it's easy to play, it's easy to set up a server. Like, if I do, because I don't especially like vanilla that much, obviously this is just my opinion, but I prefer to play with mods if I'm on Java, or add-ons, which I'm on Bedrock. Add-ons are basically like mods, but slightly less, because obviously mod is short for modification. A mod is, like, you've probably heard of, like, I don't know, Allspawn mods, or something like that. That modifies the game, it changes the code of the game, or adds new code to it. Add-ons is basically stuff that adds items, or things, or mobs into the game, but it doesn't actually change the game's code itself. So that's the difference. But when I'm playing Minecraft, I prefer to have add-ons if I'm playing on Bedrock, or mods if I'm playing on Java. But obviously, let me explain a bit of the technology behind it, or just why mods are different to add-ons. Add-ons, if someone joins your world and wants to play an add-on, they just have to download the add-on while they're joining. It says download resource behavior packs. And then you click download, and then you download it. Depending on how fast your download speed is, it might take a while, if there's lots of add-ons. And then you download it, and you join. There's not really much setup involved. Whereas mods, you have to install the Java runtime code, install the Forge installation, and then you have to go into the code of Minecraft. You can learn how to do this. Obviously, it's a lot harder for Mac and iOS computers, and it's fairly easy for Windows. I say easy, most people are quite lazy, so they probably would find it hard for Windows, and then they just wouldn't do it for iOS, Macs. But yeah, again, I have another episode on how to install it for Windows, so if you can listen to that if you want to know how to install the mods for the Windows. But Whereas if, yeah, so if someone wants to join your, because obviously I'm talking about Java, there isn't really LA and stuff like that. If someone wants to join your server on Java and it's modded, you have to therefore install the mods that are on the server, and you won't necessarily know which mods are on the server. And then you have to install, and then you have to download and install Java runtime and Forge installation. Java is basically a code for all mods, the majority of mods and Forge, they run on Java, so mods run on Forge, and Forge runs on Java, so you have to do all that, and it's really quite hard for most people. Obviously, it's not especially hard for me, because I know how to do it, but it is hard for most people, like it was hard for my friends when they had to do it. What I dislike about Bedrock, well, the fact that it's more buggy than Java. Bedrock has, I'd say, significantly more bugs than Java, but that's because Java basically doesn't have that many bugs at all, whereas Bedrock, obviously I've explained, that's why I bought a Bedrock server. Obviously I don't have the link up yet, because MCPEDL, if you don't know what that is, it's Minecraft Pocket Edition download. MCPEDL.com is basically your go-to website for Minecraft Bedrock Edition and stuff. They've got add-ons, worlds, servers. Obviously my server is still pending, so you can't actually, well, you can join it, but the IP, like, if for Java, the IP will be, like, a word, dot word, dot word, sometimes, like, a website, but Bedrock, it's just, like, number, not number, 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 it's really hard, so that's why MCPEDL has, like, this automatic import thing for servers, so that's why it's fairly, but mostly I prefer Bedrock to Java. I don't, there's not really anything I dislike about Bedrock. What I like about Java is that you can modify the game. There's lots of mods, really fairly easy mods to install, especially if you're on Windows, and they're really fun to play. There's the mods aren't especially buggy, but that's probably, oh, and I like Java because it pretty much doesn't have any bugs in the actual game itself. But what I dislike about Java is that there isn't a system where you can, like, friend people and they can just join your world, like there is on Bedrock. The fact that people have to set up mods to join, I mean, I kind of get that, that wouldn't really be possible for people to just join the mod. They have to modify their game as well, so I kind of get that that's not really possible. But they could probably fix the thing where people can't join you, but, I mean, there is LAN, so that's not that bad. But, again, if you're looking for cheap Minecraft, I recommend getting Bedrock on, like, a phone or something. It's not especially expensive. If you're looking for Minecraft, that's if you're looking to mod Minecraft, I recommend getting Java. Obviously, it is possible to put mods on Bedrock, but just don't even go there. It's like not like Java, where people actually like modding on Java. There's all these dodgy things for modding Bedrock, and it barely ever works. Just and nowadays, I mean, there used to be mods before there was add-ons. But now there are add-ons, you don't need mods. Like, my server uses the Asian Roofs add-ons. There's a few of them, like Branch to Branch and Seas and Oceans. When it's up on MCPEDL, I might, when it's up, I'll put, like, a comment, or in my next in my next episode description, I will put the link to the to the server link on MCPEDL.com, and then that, from there, there's a credit link for Asian Roofs team. They're really nice, they're really customer friendly, like they responded to me lots when there was a problem with the add-on. And then I use another add-on called Actual Guns 3D, but they haven't given me permission yet because they're struggling with problems on the website. But again, I digress, I'm kind of just waffling here. So I think that's pretty much it. What's his face? And this is Suggestions with Otter 2.